Welcome to the Sweet Life Coaching Podcast, connecting real people with expert advice to achieve a healthier lifestyle and live a more fulfilling and abundant life. Here is your host, Coach Tavia.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to my show, the Sweet Life Coaching Podcast. Today, I have another wonderful guest on my show, you guys, and I'm really excited to bring on a local doctor in the area, nurse practitioner, I guess, but I, yeah, doctor, sure. Whatever. But today, guys, I have a doctor, I'll just call you, can I call you doctor? Yeah, sure. No.
I just go by Ben.
Ben. Okay, we'll say Ben. We have Ben Clark today on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good. Very excited to be here and be part of your podcast.
Yeah. So I met Ben, you guys, he runs the Tri-Cities Infusion and Wellness Center here locally in the Kennewick area, Kennewick, Washington. And him and his partner, Tyler, actually started this wonderful wellness clinic about 3 years ago, just celebrated mm-hmm. their third anniversary. And yeah. Ben, so a little bit of Ben's background, I'll have you tell him a little bit more about yourself here in just a second, but he is a nurse practitioner and a nurse anesthetist.
I got it right.
So, Ben, actually, he works also at the hospital, the local hospital, Cadillac as well. But he had a vision in mind, I guess, to expand some services and expand this, set up this wonderful wellness clinic that offers infusions where you don't necessarily get in doctor's offices or you don't have to get a prescription necessarily. So we're going to be talking about this infusion center. We're going to talk about the things that they do here. If you are in the local area, I highly, highly encourage you to check them out. We'll talk about some of the services. You can tell people a little bit about more what you guys do there. We're specifically going to talk about ketamine today, injections. I don't know a lot about them. And so I'm really curious too. So anyway, so we'll dive right in. Just tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Let's see how far back to start. I moved to the area a little over 3 years ago and worked full time at Cadillac as a nurse anesthetist to provide anesthesia services. I do long shifts, which gives me some free time off. In conjunction with Tyler's schedule, another nurse anesthetist in the area, we noticed a void of ketamine infusion services here in the Tri-Cities for such a large population and for all the benefits it can provide. People were still having to travel to Seattle or Portland or Spokane to get those services. So we identified that as a great opportunity for the area and decided to open the doors 3 years ago, in April of 2019. So that's the immediate professional background. I've got wife and four kids. We love the area, love adventuring, and so excited that summer is finally here.
Right.
Love the water sports and enjoying time with the family. I've been a nurse anesthetist for a little over 10 years. Coming up on, 11 and a half. That's a little bit about me.
And so for those people who don't know that big word, what exactly is that? Can you just tell me a little bit about what that is?
For sure. Yeah. We, nurse anesthetists actually deliver 2/3 of the anesthesia in the United States. Most people think of an anesthesiologist, as the provider of anesthesia. We work side by side with anesthesiologists, are credentialed and licensed to do everything that they do, practice independently. So, I don't claim to be an anesthesiologist, but I do everything an anesthesiologist would do.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Awesome. Yeah, so I want to talk about the wellness center in general. So, you said you and Tyler, coworker, friend, whatever have you, you talked about the ketamine. Is that kind of what was the driving force to start this? It was like the ketamine and then everything else kind of followed, because you do a lot of services, like you do IV therapies, Botox therapies, vitamin C's, Myers, things like that. So was the ketamine the driver? Is that kind of how that got started?
Yeah, that was the igniting factor that we wanted to be able to offer in the area. It is a very unique service that is typically administered either by anesthesia providers, because we use ketamine. It's an anesthetic medication. We use that on a regular basis. But in this setting, it's used for mood disorders. And so ketamine clinics are either run by anesthesia providers or mental health providers, specifically psychiatrists or somebody with the ability to prescribe medications.
Okay. So, yeah. So tell me a little bit, what is ketamine? What does it do? Okay. What's it benefit? Yeah. Tell me about that. Yeah.
So ketamine was actually created in the late 60s as an anesthetic medication. It's a derivative of PCP. So it has hallucinogenic properties and psychedelic properties that... there were too many side effects for PCP to be used in anesthesia. So they created ketamine, and immediately it proved very beneficial for sedation and surgical procedures. It's been used extensively since then on the battlefront, in the ERs, out in the field. Many of the medications we use on people are also used on animals. So sometimes we get the question, isn't that a horse tranquilizer or something like that? It is, but so are many of the other anesthetic medications that are used. It was used for decades, and then people started to recognize if patients received it during a sedation or a surgery, they actually felt better for a short time afterwards in regards to either their chronic pain or their anxiety and depression. So late 90s, early 2000s, they started focusing on studying ketamine directly and how to administer it, how to provide benefits, if there were direct links to those benefits. They found great results when administered. In fact, many of the studies show 70 to 80% success rate in reducing symptoms of anxiety and depression. And these are typically the more difficult to treat patients, those with treatment resistant depression, or those who have been on multiple medications and still aren't finding the results they're looking for. So.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I just learned a lot right there.
Sorry. That was an earful.
No, excuse me. Yeah. So I was looking on the website. So you touched on anxiety, depression. That's a big thing right now, especially with post pandemic. I mean, just in general, it's a big thing. A lot of people take antidepressants, but especially more post pandemic. I've seen a lot through my practice, even, you know, a lot of people experiencing more heightened feelings, if you will, of us, of us all going through that. So, so on your website, it talks about depression, major anxiety, PTSD, OCD, chronic pain, and migraines. I am a Lyme warrior, Lyme disease warrior. And, so is that something like someone that has fibromyalgia was my first, you know, thing. Have you seen people not only just with anxiety, but like the fibromyalgia, Lyme come through your practice as well?
Yeah, so definitely fibromyalgia, that's a common one. Lyme disease, while I have seen the research backing up the benefits that ketamine can provide for that, I don't recall that I've had a specific patient that presented with chronic Lyme disease, but the factors at play are similar to other chronic pain disorders, where there's an upregulation of receptors and nerve endings that make someone more sensitized to experiencing pain. And ketamine is really good at resetting the nervous system, desensitizing those receptors, and bringing a more normal response to pain again. So
interesting.
It does have a role to play in the pain factor with chronic Lyme disease, as well as we have frequently patients that talk about a reduction in brain fog, better mental functioning, decreased mood disorder, obviously, is one of the main treatments.
Right.
So many of the factors associated with chronic Lyme disease are things that we treat on a regular basis. And so it lends that it would be a good candidate for that kind of treatment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The widespread pain, the brain, you touched on pretty much a lot of those symptoms, if you will, that go along with Lyme disease. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So with the ketamine, is it a one-time thing? Is it a multiple thing? Tell me about the dosage or how that works to actually get relief. Is everybody different? Tell me about that.
Yeah, there is a huge variation between from one patient to the next.
Okay.
There are kind of standards that are being developed out there and that many clinics operate by, and we feel like we have grasped onto the majority of the research in the way we operate. For chronic pain, it's typically a series of infusions that are done in close proximity. We try to do them in successive days. So, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And those are typically 2-hour infusions. For mood disorder, we usually do 6 infusions over 2 to 3 weeks. And those are 40-minute infusions. And so a little bit shorter, a little smaller dosing, and some space in between each infusion, whereas pain is typically every day. Also with pain, we feel like we're fairly successful at about 6 infusions, sometimes 6, need up to 10. Most patients will benefit from continued treatment, whether it's mood disorder or chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of the variability comes from, is some patients, they notice a decrease in the resolution of their symptoms at about a month. They feel like they'd benefit from a booster, another ketamine infusion at about a month. Some go several months in between infusions, and it's not meant to be a permanent fix. Ketamine is meant to do repairs and correct issues that are currently taking place, and then get to a place where you're not reliant on the ketamine anymore. So along with that, some people have great results after just a couple and then don't need any more, but most often an initial series followed by periodic booster infusions.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you'd mentioned something about resetting the nervous system.
Yeah.
That it does that, and that's a big deal. I know with Lyme, it's a nervous system dysfunction, lupus, a lot of these autoimmune conditions have nervous system dysregulation, if you will. So it sounds like this will be very beneficial for those. MS, have you seen MS help with MS?
I haven't specifically. I don't recall seeing the studies backing that up. I haven't treated someone personally, but it is really exciting to see the continued research that they're doing with ketamine. I mean, they're finding possible links with decreased symptoms from Alzheimer's, decreased symptoms from autism, lots of different potential benefits that ketamine or ketamine-like medications could provide in the future. That we're seeing, as you mentioned, the pain and the resetting of the nervous system. Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic, so it separates the feedback loop. Many anesthetics put the mind to sleep, whereas ketamine kind of separates the input from the output, and so it has a chance to break that excitatory loop and help to reset the nervous system.
That's the second time I've heard the feedback loop in my podcast. So the Dr. Irene Luke, I don't know if you know her. I just interviewed her last week. She's actually in this week's episode. You have to go listen. Tune in. She does the neuro, neuro doctor. Right. Anyways, I can't remember her title. Anyways, but she talked about the feedback loop and breaking that up and how that plays an important part in that. She does some therapies with that. So
Right.
So this is part of that. It's amazing. That's interesting. And for those of you who don't know what the feedback loop is, I guess it's like a, I guess a, if you can take like a record going around and round and round, I guess is a better way to explain it. And it just kind of breaks that song that keeps playing over in your head. It's the same kind of scenario, right? Is that how you'd kind of explain it? Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the firing of a neuron that should carry a sensation in one direction causes a feedback and additional firing of repeated excitation of those neurons. So the initial response is creating more response.
Yes.
And it's just creating this, I guess, broken record, but just.
Right. Right. I kind of think of it like, too, if you have like a tight muscle or something and you push down that muscle, and a lot of times you got to release that. Sometimes I don't know if you know what I'm saying, you know, kind of. Break that up, you know, break that response of pain. And a lot of times you hold that down, it'll be like, and then it breaks up. Gotcha. Kind of the same thing. Yeah. That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
Keep it in layman's terms here. You know, not everybody knows the medical terminology like you and I.
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So, you talked about, so everybody's different in how they respond and their response time. But you said it's not a cure-all. We know that it's not a cure-all, but it does help. With it sounds like over time, definitely this could break up that feedback loop. If it can break up that response and give people more quality of life, of course, better days of less pain, right?
Yeah.
Less days of anxiousness, the depression, things like that. And quality of life is everything, right?
For sure.
So, okay, awesome. So let's talk about too. You guys don't just do the ketamine. Ketamine's awesome. It sounds amazing. I might have to give this a whirl too. But so talk about some of the other therapies that you guys do.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So we, as we were offering ketamine, we noticed that or recognized that there's a big link with nutrition and mental health, that vitamin D deficiency, vitamin B, magnesium deficiencies all can lead to mood disorders, or at least accentuate them. And so we would often provide supplementation to our ketamine infusions. And then we progressed to being a full offering of vitamin infusions, not just supplementing our ketamine, but offering treatments for and treatment supplementation to help with people that are feeling sick or that are hoping to get better exercise tolerance or recover quicker. We have a full suite of vitamin infusions. We do high dose vitamin C, which can be very helpful for patients who have received or are currently receiving cancer treatments. Chemotherapy can help with their quality of life. It's a great adjunctive treatment for cancer treatments. We also offer Botox treatments for painful TMJ, for teeth grinding, for hyperhidrosis. We started out mainly on the treatment side and alleviating disorders. But with our expertise in injecting Botox and with many people in our circle of friends wanting Botox, we also expanded into aesthetics. So we have nurse injectors, and Tyler and I are both trained in Botox aesthetics, Botox and Dysport and Xeomin. And that that line has also led us a little bit into some of the other facial treatments, microneedling, PRP, and that also took us into joint injections for PRP or with PRP and stem cells.
Yes.
So it all ties together. It's all treatment based on alleviating issues that are common for patients that have a hard time finding these types of treatments elsewhere. Yeah.
Right.
Comes together to, still at the heart of our treatment is helping people feel better and helping them look better, feel better, and operate better. All goes together.
Yeah, no, this is great. Yeah. You mentioned the stem cells and the PRP, and that's plasma rich protein. Is that, or no?
PRP? platelet-rich plasma.
I always get that. Yeah. I always got it backwards.
It threw me off for a second. Yeah. There,
so, I've had some of those done and yeah, those are great. And then stem cells, that's a whole nother topic we can talk about a later date, but you also offer some stem cell injections too into the joints, correct?
Yeah. We've seen great benefits from joint injections, brilliant. Usually just for us, large joints, knees, and shoulders, things that are frequently a common ailment for patients.
Yeah, absolutely. So to kind of wrap this up, so no doctor, you don't have to have a doctor's prescription to come into your clinic, right?
The wellness center. No, definitely not. Okay. Work with other providers. Mm-hmm. We have many that refer their patients to us for mood disorder treatments and other things. A few of our treatments do require prior authorization, and sometimes those do require a specialized doctor's order.
I was wondering about
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes Botox for migraines requires a neurologist's appointment or their diagnosis. So we do work in conjunction with other providers, but Tyler and I are independent nurse practitioners, nurse anesthetists. We have the prescriptive authority and the ability to treat patients directly in our clinic without necessarily needing oversight or other doctor's orders.
That's great. That's great. That saves a little bit of the middleman there, to speak, you know, not to discredit any wonderful doctors out there, but that is helpful when in a time of need. Right. And what intrigued me about your clinic, and I was super excited when I stumbled upon your clinic, because my Lyme doctor is in Seattle, and a lot of these treatments that you offer, I do in Seattle. And then I was like, whoa. And there's maybe I know one or two doctors in this office in this area that offer those in office. Right. So it's not very, and you have to be a patient or whatnot. So it's very, very nice that this is out there for the community in the Tri-Cities community. I'm so glad you guys brought this here. And then can people just walk in? Do they need appointment? What's the best way?
We do accept the walk-ins. Our hours try to accommodate both people who have free time during the day and those who are only available at night. Monday and Wednesday, we're open 8:30 to 5. Okay. Tuesday, Thursday, noon to 8 p.m.
Oh, and, nice.
Often those hours do fill up, and so we always encourage calling ahead or scheduling ahead of time. But there are appointments available for walk-ins. And,
excellent. Excellent.
We
okay,
have
and
great
you are
nurses that we rely on that do most of the work. They're very talented. Our receptionists are able to answer so many of the questions that people have and are so helpful and so easy to talk to. So we've just been blessed with overall great staff that keep the operations going.
That's awesome. Oh, and a big question I'm sure people are asking is, does insurance cover this? Can you touch on that a little bit?
For sure. Some of our treatments are covered by insurance. Ketamine is one of those that we have found a way to work within the insurance system to find coverage. We're probably one of the few clinics billing insurance directly for ketamine treatments. And so it's a huge relief for our patients who most of the time would be stuck paying cash for these treatments because it is off-label. The Botox treatments for migraines or hyperhidrosis can be covered by insurance.
Okay.
We're just getting into iron infusions for iron deficiency anemia and other disease states. And so those will be covered by insurance. So we are in network with many of the local insurance providers.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great news. That's really great news. Awesome. Otherwise, it's cash pay. Is that how it works then?
We always accept cash.
Yeah. Cash or credit card, of course. Gotcha. Right. Awesome. Yep. Okay. And tell the audience or the listeners where you guys are located at.
We are at 5373 West Canal Drive, corner of Canal and Edison, I believe, in Kennewick.
Yeah.
Great new office there.
Beautiful.
We have great neighbors, the Bucksbaum Chiropractic. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful area, easy to access off the highway and the freeway.
Great location.
It's got great traffic, great view. We see a lot of, we're visible to a lot of the traffic that passes by. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. You're across from the Pacific Clinic. If those local people, it used to be the Tri-City Court Club. I remember you're right across the street from them, kind of. Yeah. And I have to say the chairs, you guys, that when you go in and you get the treatment, they're so comfy.
Those lounges
are the best. Yeah. Whoever picked those out, was that you?
It may have been me, but we've been really happy with them and just creates a very unique environment that is more relaxing and less sterile and treatment.
It's very, it's a very relaxing environment. You play great music. You're playing some of my 80s tunes when I was there. I was feeling it.
Awesome. I'm glad you felt at home.
Yeah. I'll be back for sure. So, all right, we will wrap this up. Thank you again for being on my show and thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And you guys go check out Tri-Cities Wellness and Infusion Center. Excuse me. It's late in the day. I was a little tongue-tied there. Anyways, and go see Ben, go see Tyler, go see the wonderful staff. They are incredible. They'll treat you very, very nice. If you have questions, give them a call. I'll put the link below also to your website so people can click on that. You can find them on Instagram as well. And yeah, go see them. Check out Ben. So thanks for being on. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, everybody. Have a great night, great day. Whatever time you're listening to this, be well. Take care. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sweet Life Coaching Podcast. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show, please visit sweetcoachtavia.com.